Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Happy weekend to you, friends. My name is Justin Macho. We're about to probably put the ribbon on this series here, What's New and Developing in the Flathead. It's been a fantastic run of discussing all kinds of development, whether it be business development, residential development, commercial development. And for those of you who want to go back in time and check those great episodes out, go to kjjr.com, click on the podcast. You can find the Flathead Home Show right there. And chances are one of your friends is featured on the show. So I'd encourage you to check out that website, go to the podcast and get caught up on this great series. However, before we conclude it, one of the hottest topics around development in the Flathead, I had to bring this one to the show, and I said, you know what, we're going to keep going until we can get this gentleman on the show. And before I pull back the curtain and welcome my great friend, I want to thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, without a doubt, if you've been driving Highway 2, probably headed towards the park or to Snappy Sports Center, on the left-hand side, saw some development. You saw some shipping containers. You saw some, first of all, some land get cleared, a whole bunch of shipping containers get stacked up, and now they're, you know, dressing them up, and you're thinking, what on earth is going on? And for the two or three of you that like to throw opinions around on the social feeds, that's a little bit of an understatement, right?
Oh, yeah.
you've had conversation around that as well. Now, I happen to know the guy, and several of you do, behind that, and I thought, you know what? Let's give him a call. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Brett Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Hey, appreciate being here.
You know, you and I have been involved in the industry for a handful of years. Actually, for all of my career, we've known each other.
Yep. Yeah. I think we started about the same time.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And you've done some moving and shaking, man. You launched a brand in the Valley. You've since sold that brand to a friend, a relative, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And you kept your wife is licensed. She continues her activities. And you've gotten into some flipping of homes. And now you're developing... Well, actually, you're filling a need, really. Let's just call it what it is. We need some housing, and we need it within budget, and you're solving some of those problems right here.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we kind of fell into this project down there, and it's turned out really well. And although it's different from house flipping, it's a real similar, similar parallel lines there. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that project. Like you said, social media was a little interesting there for a while. When you first brought those pods in, it was pretty ugly. Sheriff's Department even said, what are you doing to us? So like, no, just give me a while. We'll get it figured out. They've been great, by the way.
Okay, cool.
So, kind of a crazy story.
Yeah.
We had we actually owned the apartments next door to that as well. And okay. I called the neighbor and said, hey, you want to sell that lot? We'd like to add some more housing around here. We need it. So he said, yeah, I think we could do that. So we worked out a price. Alan McGarvey did a great job. Love working with him. Really nice guy.
And
just went really smooth. Great transaction. We got that done. And probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after we had that under contract, my brother-in-law and one of our friends, Mike, goes, hey, look at this building. Let me see that. I said, well, that's ugly, but it's huge. Where's it at?
Yeah.
They go, well, you're not going to believe this. It's over by Williston, and it's a modular building. You can basically tear it apart and reship it.
Cool.
So it's an insulated foam construction. So inside the plywood walls are insulated foam.
Right.
Highly engineered.
Yep.
It's 20,000 square feet total. There's, 60 boxes.
So there's
that are 12 by 24.
Is it 60 units then?
Yeah. No, it's 20 units.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, 20 units total. We got 16 four bedrooms, three studios, and 1 2 bedroom.
Okay.
A couple of big laundry rooms, big open area, big hallways, everything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I looked at the building and he said, this thing, you know, it's cool. My wife and I drove over there. It was May 4th of last year.
Okay.
Just over a year, and looked at the building and checked it out. And I'm looking at it, and Mike and Jerry, the two that showed me the building, they're like, you're crazy. You can't get this to work. And I started studying the construction, and it's crazy how well designed that building was.
Yeah.
So the builder, I actually ended up finding the original builder. And we consulted with him. He was actually on site at the build the entire time and helped us pick the building up and move it. We had to, I think it took him about 8 weeks over there. My whole crew.
Disassemble it?
Yeah, my whole crew, bless them. They were over there in North Dakota in the winds and the hot all last August and September doing that, tearing it apart.
Wow, happy summer.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, some of the stories and stuff those guys had over there. But yeah, no, they worked their tail off. We brought in a bunch of flatbed trucks, 53-foot trucks, and we could put two boxes on each truck.
Okay.
I bought a great big, like just a like 1986 forklift. And it has is a 30,000 pound forklift and lift 20,000 pounds. So they bring those in and we drive right underneath of them and pick the whole pod up. I'll tell you, the first one of those I picked up, that was a little unnerving. That was a little stressful. I was waiting to break the whole thing. So
but we got them off. There's 60 got them stacked. Of them though, right?
Yeah, there's 60 of them.
So after a while, you got used to it.
Yeah, got
this
pretty
is all
good.
Old hat.
Yeah. Finally talked the truck drivers and unloaded themselves. They liked it better because they were faster than I was. So it worked out pretty well.
Nice.
So, yeah, got it going. Finally got our permits from the state in October. I think it was October, right around October 4th, somewhere in there, and just started rolling. I want to thank my wife's uncle, Mark Johnson. He's the architect that designed the building, did a great job on it. It was really ugly over there, and he refaced the whole thing, redid the roof, redid the siding.
Yeah.
The building's unbelievably strong. They engineered the whole thing. And
I bet.
I think you could pick that whole building up by the center with all the steel we have in that thing. It's ridiculous.
That's cool.
The way they designed that.
Now, real quick, we got to take a break. However, before we jump to the break, was this, looking at this budget-wise, mathematically speaking, was this cheaper just to buy that building, ship it over here, than it would to start from stick and brick over here?
Yes. I'm a little over budget, but yeah, it definitely was
that's awesome.
Way more cost-effective than starting from scratch.
Friends, we're talking with Brett Kelly, the Brett Kelly. Can I say that? The Brett Kelly. And we're talking about that awesome project in Evergreen that I know many of you drove by thinking, what in the world is going on? And we're pulling back the curtain, unveiling the story that's right there in Evergreen, solving housing problems. So we got to take a quick break. However, when we get back, more with Brett Kelly. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. You know what? We got a little mixed bag this weekend. All three, information, education, and inspiration. Brett Kelly's in the studio with me, and we're discussing his one of your latest projects here, moving buildings, right? You moved a metal structure, Connex buildings, if you want to call it that, from Williston, North Dakota. You brought it over here to Evergreen, and you're structuring this into a 20-plex, a 20-unit apartment building right there in Evergreen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally designed as that, and we basically, the like I said, the builder was brilliant. He designed it very easily to take apart and reset up. And
you know, these structures aren't new. We've been doing this for quite a while. And so you had mentioned, you spoke to the quality, the construction aspect of it in the last segment. And I'm aware that, in fact, there's a friend of mine, he builds these down in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And he actually builds them for military purposes. So it ends up being temporary housing for the military when they're on base across the globe. And I imagine a lot of the technology or a lot of the research is very much applicable to what you picked up as well. And you're right. In some aspects, it's superior.
Absolutely.
You know? And so it's wild.
Yeah.
I love the fact, though, that you really, you know of a need in our valley. You are a valley man. You've been here forever, right?
So my whole life.
Yeah.
This is home, man.
Yeah,
Always will be.
This is home. Yeah. And you've got your family here, and you've got a lot of your roots are deep here. And so I know that you drive around and you see the need and you're like, well, how can I fill that need? And you saw this piece of property and you said, okay, great. And then you saw this building and you said, okay, greater. And then you saw the ability to bring it over here and you're like, greatest. And so now you have this project and you shared with me over the break, Riverview Apartments.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
And I believe we can say this, Brett, coming soon.
Yeah, we're shooting actually to be filling it up with luck on the 1st of June.
Oh, nice.
We're actually got the cleaners in there today. They're finishing up some flooring and a few odds and ends, but we're really close.
You know, it's been a fun project
knock on the
table here. It's been a fun project to watch because admittedly, you know, at first I was even thinking, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
What are we doing over here?
There were a lot of haters on that project, probably for good reasons. When you first looked at it, it was pretty rough in there. It was like playing Tetris with cars, moving cars around in there on that little tiny lot. It was a mess for a while.
You know, one of the things that I think of when I think of a project like this, whether it be modular or prefab or even stick and brick, I think of the infrastructure hurdles that you must have had to go through, like talking to the city and talking to the county and saying, hey, we're bringing the 20-plex. And they're going to then scratch their head and say, well, there's an impact fee with that. And you're going to add so much to the water system and such and such. I mean, does that speak to that real quick, Brett? Was that a problem? Was it normal? Was it surprisingly easy? Where would you rank that one?
So thankfully, our commissioners changed some zoning a few years ago, and I really appreciate the way they did this, because if they hadn't done what they've done, we'd have an even bigger housing crisis.
Sure.
So they changed B2 zoning in Evergreen to be able to allow multifamily.
Right, okay.
And that's what a lot of these lots are zoned, that you see a lot of these new units peaking up, but because of what they are and the cost effectiveness of it, you can actually provide affordable housing.
That's right.
In the valley.
Yeah, you got to start talking density in order to solve this problem.
Density and cost of construction. When you start looking at the cost of construction out there for these new apartment buildings and stuff, unless there's some sort of government subsidy or something there, you just can't afford to build them.
It's priced out.
Rough. Yes. And that's why one of the reasons rents are going up so high.
That's right.
So, we had a lot of impact fees and stuff to pay with Evergreen Water and Sewer. There were none other than that. And the good thing is it's kind of weird because Evergreen's out of the city limits, so the city building department doesn't have jurisdiction over that.
Oh, okay.
But the state does.
Yeah.
So we had to submit all of our engineered plans through the state, and they're the ones that are actually doing the inspection. But they've been great to deal with.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Other than just the time it takes these days to get things done, there was no problems.
Okay,
great engineer on board, great architect, and it went pretty quick. So,
and you're calling a June 1, tentatively. Yeah, fingers crossed, knock on the wood, right?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, cool.
We're close.
if you would like, Brett, as we get closer to that date, I'd love to have you back on the show to maybe ribbon cut this thing, you know, because it is.
Thank you.
We've discussed the some of us call it the workforce housing gap, some of us call it the affordable housing gap, and undeniably there has been a minor crisis in our valley, especially in the last couple of years.
I agree.
I like that you got into the trenches, you know, got your hands dirty and said, we're going to solve this. And if all I'm doing right now is bringing 20 doors, at least it's 20 more.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah.
So cool. So it's called Riverview Apartments.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, friends, stay tuned. Riverview Apartments. And I imagine as that gets closer to fruition, you'll have your application process will be available. And, you know, we'd love to have you back on the show to talk about that.
I'd love to do that. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure having you, Brett. And thank you for, you know, serving our community in this capacity. And friends, stay tuned for this great project as it comes closer to fruition. My name's Justin Metchett. This is a Flathead Home Show. And of course, as always, be safe, be well, have fun. And hey, Flathead,
welcome home.